Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Inside every haystack is a smaller haystack. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Don't understand that one. But thank you to Schnickpot for sending that. Schnickpot, wonderful catchphrase submission. I didn't even understand it, so I don't think it's going to stick. But thank you to Schnick. It's not going to stick. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Special Labor Day edition. That's right. A holiday edition of Comedy Bang Bang. We have a great show. Coming up a little later, we have a professor. Hopefully I'll get to say thanks, professor, really sarcastically, but maybe I'll mean it, actually, because hopefully they will say something really enlightening that our listeners will enjoy and learn something from. We also have a couple of podcasters. Jesus Christ, more podcasters. Well, the strike is going, and that's what we have to settle for, I guess. But before then, look, it's the Labor Day special. First of all, my name is Scott Aukerman, and on Labor Day, we're taking the day off, and that's what we're doing on today's show. We're just taking the day off. We're not promoting anything. We just have two friends on the show.
What are you taking the day off from?
I don't know. Like, I guess mentally. Mentally, I'm going to check out during the show. A lot like your last episode, I believe.
No, I was worried you were taking the day off from like parenting or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
No, I think it'd be bad for the baby.
It wouldn't be good for the baby, yeah.
Babies don't understand holidays.
They don't. Yeah, we should fix that.
And you know
what?
Especially federal holidays.
Yeah, bank holidays is something babies need to get up on.
We can't promote anything. There's a strike. We need to talk about the real issues. Babies need to understand holidays.
Yeah, I think we should write a children's book together called Baby's First Holiday.
Mm. Yes.
Or yeah. Baby Learns the Holidays, or the ABCs of Holidays.
What do you think the holiday is that's the hardest for a baby to understand?
Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but like, I feel like I could just be like, hey, baby, look, that, see that tree?
And they'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Juneteenth?
Yeah, but that's not a federal. Oh, wait, it is federal, but it's not state.
Oh,
so
really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We need something that's federal and state.
Federal and state.
Yeah.
Because they all...
President's Day? Because it's like, it's not one guy's birthday.
Yeah.
It's a few of them, but not all.
Maybe Thanksgiving, because it's like, there's so much to explain.
Complicated.
Well, also,
culturally.
It's so complicated.
Babies are
culturally.
Just kind of thankful anyway.
Yeah, they're like, well, I'm here.
Another day?
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, what are the other federal and state? What are the other...
Memorial Day. Honestly, you guys could explain that one to me. I'm not quite
honestly,
sure.
Honestly, like, if you told me... It's a bummer. You don't want to know. If you had to explain to a baby the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, that would take all afternoon.
Yeah, well, that'd be big.
Well, I also think just explaining the concept of war to a baby...
Yeah,
it's never too early for it, but at the same time, it's very difficult.
Their response would probably be like, "Where's my Cheerios?"
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot like that movie, The Fifth Element, where the Fifth Element, the Mila Jovovich, I believe.
I'm aware.
She watches the big supercut of everything that's ever happened on Earth, and she gets to Hitler and starts crying.
Yeah,
I think it would be like that.
Yeah,
I find it odd that that's the first thing that made her cry.
Yeah.
There's a lot wrong before.
There's
that.
Been a lot bad, but Hitler, that's a little much.
She's like, whoa. She's like, slavery crusades, good with all of that.
All of that shit.
That's so fucking funny.
Well, we have two friends here, and
two friends.
Oh, we're friends.
only friends, no other thing to, no other relationship between them that we should ever speak about. But they are two humans in the world. We can agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Scott, when you called us on a three-way call, you said, I'm calling my two best friends, Jack and Tawny. And
that was news to you, I remember.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. Well, because my last visit was tense.
It was a little bit tense. Tawny was here at the beginning of the strike, and she wanted me to get real.
I just wanted you to ask me a personal question, and you could not do it.
Well, then I asked you one that was probably too personal.
And I loved it. And then things got too real. Jack, Scott asked me why I don't have children.
Oh!
Well, she cornered me into it.
How do you corner someone into a question? I'm asking Tawny.
He went from what's happening at your house to why don't you have children? And I quibbled with that.
What's happening at your house?
And by the way, Jack,
there's a lot of different ways to ask
what's
that.
What's happening at your house?
What's happening at my house?
You recently move?
No, actually. So my girlfriend just moved in with me. So
Oh, I thought it was the reverse.
Yeah, no. It's the...
So you did a reverse girlfriend move-in.
I did a reverse girlfriend move-in.
Oh, no.
Why is that a reverse?
No, you did a reverse boyfriend.
I think we did a reverse breakup.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Because she's moving in to my place. I've been there for like 5-6 years. And now like she's putting her stuff in.
You love this place.
I really do. It's a great little apartment. I'm really digging it. She's moving her stuff in. And we're kind of finding our taste.
I've never lived anywhere for 6 years and been like, I'm really digging it.
No.
I
like 6 years later.
Oh, I like it.
Scott, what about your childhood home? You didn't dig that?
I had two different ones, but you know, we let those go long ago.
Okay, well.
And to tell you the truth, Zillow is amazing because you can always look up now the sales history. And I remember they wrote the people who bought it wrote a big long letter about how, you know, this was going to be where their children grew up and they visualized, you know, all the holidays they were going to spend. Mm-hmm. And then you read Zillow and it's like, oh, they sold it 3 years later.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Three holidays. They meant three holidays.
Oh, okay. To be fair.
This is where our children are going
to
grow up.
They tried to teach their babies about those holidays. It didn't take. And we need a new house.
We need.
I am scared for this show during the strike because you just said Zillow is great because, and I worry that you're completely
out of. I have too much time on my hands.
Yeah.
I'm out of things to do.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about.
Zillow's great because.
let's go around our favorite paperwork apps.
What do you prefer? Redfin or Zillow?
Paperwork apps.
Yeah, I love a DocuSign.
Ooh. Okay. I recently got signed out of DocuSign. Man, this is going to be a great show.
You got signed out of it?
Hold on. Jack. Oh, by the way. Tawny Newsom and Jack Quaid.
Hey, hi. This is us. All right. I'm Tawny Newsom.
I'm Jack Quaid.
Yes.
And now, Jack, you have a Hollywood story you want to talk about.
Yeah. So
you were signed out of DocuSign.
Every now and then, things will just sign me out of them.
You were signed out of DocuSign recently.
Did you read this? Did you hear about this?
This is a Threedom bit that has crossed over.
We got to cross over
really
some of the
bits.
We
have nothing else to talk about.
Run together.
I'm not even going to finish this story.
No, come on.
I'm already on my phone.
Do you want me to beg you? Please,
I just couldn't remember my password.
Please, Jack, tell us the DocuSign.
So you didn't
the deal with things signing you out of things?
You didn't so much get signed out as you signed yourself out. And
you weren't
get
on
back
it
in.
For a long time?
I think it's a security thing where they're like, he hasn't been here in a while. Let's get him out of here. He hasn't had to sign anything.
So wait, what happened though?
Got signed out. I'm still signed out. I can't figure out my password.
Okay, so hackers, check it out.
It just requires a little bit of extra effort on my part from the problem to me going, well, I should sit down and take care of this. And I'm just not taking that second step.
I think DocuSign, I'm going to go out on a limb here, the greatest invention since...
Pretty good.
The Crusades.
Since the Crusades. Since Hitler. Which made me cry originally.
I love how DocuSign is for sure featured in that supercut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, finally gets there and she brightens up a little bit.
Like, wow.
She's like, well,
she's really making up for all the Hitler.
There aren't even smartphones yet. This was, 1997?
Somewhere in there. I saw it at the
It wasn't 1997 in that movie, though. It was like the future.
No, it was like 2003.
They're way past smartphones. Now we're doing crazy things with our hair.
Yeah. They were doing bandage outfits and flying cars.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I thought we'd have flying cars by now. I'm kind of pissed.
Would you fly in a car? And I asked my mother.
No.
Yeah, I know.
That's
never.
The thing. Is that,
I asked my mother about self-driving cars, and I expected to get the typical like older person answer where it's like, you'll never get me in one of those. And she gave me a really thoughtful answer and said, yes, I would love it if self-driving cars were would just pick you up and drive you to where you want to go, because then she wouldn't have the responsibility of having to drive the car and feeling like she's getting too old to do it and all that kind of stuff. So so I feel like the flying cars, maybe if like they were around for 6 months and you saw other people do it and you're like, yeah, it's probably fine.
I feel like I feel the same way about flying cars that I do about helicopters. It's just like when a plane...
it's kind of the first flying car.
We're in a strike. A plane, one could argue the first flying car.
Yeah.
Sure. More of a flying bus, but sure.
Sure.
but it's, you know, if it starts to, let's say there's a problem, it could theoretically glide to land.
Someone said this about planes to me once, was they want to stay up in the air.
They want to, yeah.
They're you know, sentient. Like they're all just built, the way they're built, it's the takeoffs and the landings that are hard. But once you're up there, they just want to stay up there.
Yeah, stay up there. So you...
I have several relatives with pilot's licenses, and they tell you that every time. Every time. It's like, you know, the plane wants to stay in the air, for sure.
Does a car want to stay...
backup systems on backup systems.
Does a car want to stay on the road?
Car?
No. See, cars... It's
not if you're real, man.
It's a fight to keep them on the road.
You're going to want to go off of that motherfucker.
Like, if you were just to let your steer... Like, you did an experiment, and you went on the freeway.
Don't do this.
You're like, I'm going to step my foot on the gas and let go of the wheel and see what happens.
No one listened to this.
No. No one.
Like, if you're driving while you're listening to this, just take your hands off the wheel and put your pedal down.
Throw your phone out the window.
Throw your phone out the window so there's no trace back to us.
And please, out of your car window, scream, this is Scott Aukerman's fault.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, it's Comedy Bang Bang is liable.
Have you seen the self-driving cars? There's a bunch of them in San Francisco. They look weird as fuck.
Wait, you mean the ones? No. I've seen some around here that have like a bunch of cameras on them.
A bunch of cameras. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what those were.
Wait, are those the Google cars? The ones that take the pictures of everything?
No.
It's almost like a driverless Uber. And
yeah,
I don't,
it's a ride share.
I don't like it.
Okay. I don't like it either.
I don't like... And I'll tell you what I really don't like is those little tiny robots that deliver things.
Oh, I really don't like those.
Oh, man.
I once saw a bunch of teen kids. Things. It looked like something out of like a Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Why isn't everyone just tipping them over?
Literally,
all the time.
These kids.
No, but that I want to every time. I want to kick it. But then I'm
teens,
like, there's food in there for somebody.
There's food in there for
somebody. And medicine.
I have no idea if it's going.
But also,
medicine.
Fuck robots. And I saw these teens run up to one
or
and just
fuck robots. That's a great invention.
As long as it's not one of the little delivery ones. Okay. It freaks me out.
Would you... But and by the way, and I read this...
The teenagers ran up and trounced on it, and it was very satisfying. Go.
I just read a story today about a gentleman in the UK who was convicted of having sex with a cow in a field.
Yeah, we need sex robots, because that can't happen.
Would you have sex with a cow?
No.
No.
Why was your tone the most reverent it's ever been for this story?
This is a serious
an article.
Tony, I understand it's different when you're a woman because the parts you have to the parts are
you
opposite.
Understand that?
Well, male cow bull.
I'm proud of you.
Male cow bull.
But also, the teenagers been trouncing?
They trounced the little delivery robot. It was so satisfying.
Are there cameras on it so that they can be reported and all
that
kind of stuff?
I don't know, but if
I'm narking on behalf of a robot.
I know. Listen to you, bootlicker.
You know
love
do,
the fucking government.
Hey, to be fair, boots taste great.
Scott Aukerman.
So nice.
But they trounced on it. And can I say something wild? The little robot thing afterwards, it looked sad.
Oh.
Because it kind of has like a little face.
Yeah. They blink too. The eyes like blink.
I don't know if a lot of people know what we're talking about, but in major cities, they have these little tiny robots with like a flag up. It's almost like the little kids and old enough who are trying to cross the street, you know?
Yep.
It's like, but they're robots.
A little cooler or something. And it's on four wheels and it just like...
And I don't know if there's a gentleman or perhaps even a lady piloting them from afar?
Because there's always, I think what they were doing in the beginning was you saw them, but there was always someone just kind of walking near them. And
I always thought,
oh, this is just someone who's fascinated with this new thing.
Right.
But then I realized, I think it's someone who's kind of like a chaperone. Yeah.
Right,
like watching, seeing, making sure there's no teens that are trying to trounce.
So that was the early version of it.
And now I don't see the handlers anymore. I don't see the chaperones. But you know what I do? I don't flip it over because I'm like, okay, it could be. Because I've gotten a delivery by a robot before.
What'd you get?
I didn't sign. Just food. Like, I just ordered Postmates.
Yeah.
I ordered Postmates and I didn't say, I'd love a robot to deliver this. But they were like, guess what? A robot's delivering it. I'm like, damn it. So I know if I kick it over. Like, those people didn't have a choice either.
That's
and now their food is
roasted.
But what I do if I see them, I just flick them in the flag.
Flick them in the flag.
It's just, because if it is satisfying.
If someone's piloting them, then you may as well just hire the person to deliver the food, right?
I would
unless
think
it's
so.
Cheap, people. It's cheaper. Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Humans.
I can't help but think how much better this interview is going than the last time I was on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Do you think it's because Jack is here? Really? You think it's not fun? You want us to be more fun?
Guys, I was signed out of DocuSign.
Yeah.
It was the worst day of my life.
It's not your fault.
What the fuck is my password?
Quick, everybody talk about apps they're signed out of. Yep.
1 second every day.
Are you guys a real same password for every website?
Yeah. I use one password. It's 3 letters long, and I use it for everything.
Three letters long.
Yeah. It's great.
I got
it's
a lot
really
of variations
easy.
On the same theme.
And I'm oh,
not
really?
Gonna, I'm not going to
yeah,
say what the theme
let's
is.
Let's not say what
but,
the theme
is,
because suddenly, like, the day after this is released, your Instagram is hacked because people have
your DocuSign is already
shit,
hacked.
Spaghetti.
But the ge is all in caps because it's spaghetti.
Oh, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Somebody introduced me to a drink called a spaghetti. I don't know if that's a racist term, so sorry, but it was like...
Is it a reference to Tim and Eric?
No, you used to host the show...
You mean meaning Sunday?
Oh, that's what I mean, the other day. Yo, is this racist? And now this is your new spinoff of it? I don't know if this is racist, so sorry.
I bring it to your show. But they poured Aperol into a beer.
That
and
sounds good.
They called it a spaghetti. It was really good.
Ooh, yeah.
I was okay. like, I'd drink that.
Yeah. I had one
I'm
of those
one right
micheladas at the ball game the
michelada.
Other day. Michelada. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I call it a Michelada.
That's correct.
I call it Michael Landon. Oh, wait. No, I was watching Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, okay. You weren't drinking anything. You were watching Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, man.
Guys, it's nice to not promote anything.
It's nice. And there is nothing to promote, obviously.
You're telling me we have worth beyond our career?
Well, I wouldn't go that.
I don't know. Probably not.
I mean, during a strike, it's interesting. You have more downtime. Of course, we're all out on the picket lines every day.
Yeah, but, when's the last time you were there?
Which you mean you Sunday
to?
When you were taping?
There's no picketing on the weekends, you liar.
I'm one of the few who pickets during the weekends because I am that thorough about it.
I go there.
Just alone.
I go there on heat advisory days. I suffer for you.
It's the old Brody Stevens. I swipe in on Galaxy. What else do you do during your downtime during a time such as this? I mean, you guys probably have hobbies, right?
Mm. Yeah.
You garden, don't you?
No.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Do we know each other? Do we know each other at all?
I don't know.
This is turning into my last episode. You don't know
you
me.
You bought a crazy fucking place out
what
in the middle
mean?
Of nowhere. I assume you garden.
You assume I garden? Well, you bought an expensive fucking McMansion in the middle of Hollywood.
McMansion?
I assume you drive
built in the 1920s before McDonald's.
1920s. I'm defending this man's house. It is not does not have that shape.
Sorry, whatever. You bought a house
in
Hollywood Hills. I assume you
like
have an
M.
STD.
An STD?
That's what I associate with these homes.
Which one would you associate
I don't
with?
Know them well enough because I'm
have
too
you ever had
pure.
An STD?
Not to my knowledge.
You think you may have, though? Like chlamydia at some point or something?
I don't
like that?
Think so. I think I would know.
I think you would know,
you fucking sicko.
Why would I know about your STD?
I don't know. Maybe you went to college to be a gynecologist because you're a perv.
Oh, man, I would love
this
that.
All started by you going, hey, do you garden the town? You went, no.
How do we get
and
here?
And now we're off
because
the rails.
Because you don't know me. You say, hey, do you garden? I don't know. Do you knit little fucking socks?
I would like that. The littler the better.
For your just to put
I
on one pinky.
Little fucking yeah. socks.
Not for babies either.
No, for your one little pinky. That's
what
you
do
in your free time.
Tawny? What the fuck
we're
do you
best
do?
Friends and you don't know.
What do you do?
Well, here's the thing though. Here's the thing. Because I came to this realization recently during the strike. I'm like, I don't know what I do.
Really?
outside of like, you know, I
constantly lining up projects.
Like, I write, I act, I do that stuff, but I'm like, that's not a hobby. That's not a person. That's just a job. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? I know it's really a scary thought.
Maybe you have relationships.
I do have relationships. That I do.
And you put time into those.
He just had the opposite of a breakup.
Yeah, I'm doing the opposite of a breakup right now. It's fantastic. I play video games, but that's like, I feel like everybody has that hobby.
Although that's a hobby. I think that counts as a hobby. You know what I mean? I mean, something that you sit down, you're spending 10, 12, 15 hours doing.
24 or 26.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's good. What's your favorite video game of all time?
Of all time? My God, I love that. This is just the first one that's coming to my head. It's definitely
okay,
one
if
of
all
my
time is too
games.
Hard of the last week.
The last week, Hollow Knight. of all time, maybe Bioshock.
Wow, that really helped you answer the question.
It really did. So, I really need to know what I'm currently doing to understand the overall picture.
So a biological shock occurs
yes,
in this video
yes,
game.
Yes.
And what then?
And then Oh, man, this is like the most complicated video game to explain.
Really? Is it underwater?
It's underwater.
There we go.
You know what?
I've seen a photo of it, and I was like, I think that's water.
I think this is underwater.
I was watching Finding Dory.
Okay. And then someone's talking to you about Ayn Rand in the middle of...
Oh, has that happened in Biological Shock?
In Biological Shock, there's a lot of like, it's in the... Oh, God, how boring is this? It's just summarizing.
It's honestly better than the DocuSign.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what? So I got signed out of BioShock.
Oh, no.
I know, I forgot my password.
Is that
BioShock
one you can play against people?
No, you can't. That's all single player. And you're, but it's a great story, and there's twists and turns, and yes, you are underwater.
This sounds lonely.
Yeah. Incredible.
It's terrifying.
You ever play a video game, Tawny?
Not since like Sonic the Hedgehog when I was a child.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't.
So are you thrilled when you see Ben Schwartz? Because he's the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I
know that guy.
No, every time if my phone lights up with a little text from him, I'm like, it's the Hedgehog man.
Mr. Hedgehog.
I call him Mr. Hedgehog. Yeah.
I don't even know him that well. I call him Mr. Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah. You have to these days.
Should I play a video game? Should you teach me how to play
a video game?
That
would be fun because I don't really... I play one video game.
Is it a gardening video game?
No.
I play the Mario Kart video game.
Okay.
And then I bought a couple others that I have not... I played a little bit of the Mario
Kart. Who's your Mario Kart character, Scott?
He's little and yellow. And he's got maybe antennae.
Is that Ayn Rand?
Yeah, I think it's Ayn Rand.
Pikachu? Who's in that? I don't know.
I'm like, little and yellow.
Well, I mean,
Wario?
They're all variations of like Yoshi, Boshi, Gooshi.
Is he a yellow Yoshi?
It's like Gooshi.
It's Gooshi. My favorite Mario Kart character is Goosh.
My favorite Mario Kart character that doubles as the sound effect when you stick your fingers into a woman is Goosh.
See, you're a perv and you went to gynecological school.
I will say I brought us here. And also,
he'll always find his way there.
Last time I was here, I was making some. I was making some sounds as well.
Look, we've had several classic appearances on this show.
Oh, classic, so top 10.
And now you're here as friends.
I don't know if they've ever made that year end
review.
Have they
not? I bet they have. Actually,
I don't know.
Let's campaign for this one to make. What can we do
to make sure this one's on the
We need a stunning reveal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We gotta forget like five more passwords.
Yeah, that's true. We gotta forget five more passwords, get signed out of apps. No, we need like a
stunning reveal. Like
we need a scoop, like a real.
I mean, honestly, like we only talked about a month ago when I said, why don't you have any children? The biggest reveal would be like you coming out of the show saying, I took care of it.
I took care of it.
I took.
Like I'm a hitman.
I took care of
it. An opposite of a hitman. You're giving life.
Man,
you're giving life.
Oh God, that would not be a life. A child assigned to me.
Well, I think you'd be a great mother.
No, that's
in,
very
in
nice.
In terms
of, you.
Of you're a great human being, and I think.
Whoa.
I mean, you know, I've always said that about you. You're top five human beings.
Wow,
Superman.
Okay,
Jesus Christ.
You're counting Superman as a human being.
Yeah, well,
even though canonically he's not, and he's
human
fictional.
Appearing. Human appearing.
Some would say the most human.
He can pass.
Okay. So your top human being is someone who is not a human, nor real.
He is a being, though.
Okay. Look, if you gave birth to the xenomorph.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, no.
Oh, Tawny, you gotta watch Alien.
You gotta watch Alien.
You gotta watch Alien, Tawny. Oh, my God. I'm gonna invite you over. We're gonna watch Alien.
No.
Aliens. Alien to the third power. Alien Retribution.
Alien Cube.
I like Aliens.
Prometheus.
I don't know what a xenomorph is, though. Is that
it's
alien
the
aliens?
From Aliens.
Why don't you just call it the alien?
You know.
I know.
I was going for like a... And I'm glad I've really brought
an H.R. Giger specificity.
Yeah, I was going for like a Giger specificity.
You
a
know.
Giger speci.
Who are your other top five human beings? Superman. What did you say after
Superman,
that?
Superman, Jesus
Felix
Christ.
Felix the Cat or whatever?
Jesus H. Christ.
Jesus H. Christ, sure. What's his middle name?
I think it's Hubert.
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say Halloween.
Jesus Halloween Christ.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that because like, everyone thinks he was born on Christmas,
but he was born on Halloween. But he's like
born
super
on Halloween.
Into dressing up.
Yeah,
he fucking loves it.
Santa Claus.
So
obviously.
Was he dressed as an angel because he was born on Halloween? Is that why he's in those robes?
God, before he put him into the world, was like, "Ooh, you're gonna look so cool."
He's
the coolest costume out of anybody.
Okay, you're dressed as a biblical guy.
Yeah,
wait, this could be a Christmas
we're gonna do sandals.
End of year thing because we're being real blasphemous. I like that. I like. Yeah,
do you think he'll ascend to the kingdom of heaven, Jack?
I don't think so. I've been on this podcast. This is my fifth time. No.
Wait, you think it's being on this show is what's keeping you?
So there's a strike happening. Do you think he'll ascend to the kingdom of heaven?
C, See, he doesn't have like an in-between for questions.
No, it's great.
It's great. Most surface level.
You've been doing the show 11 years or whatever the fuck. And although, you're either just like,
I care about nothing in between.
You're there like, how is your nose? Or you're like,
how,
what?
This is a good question. How is your nose? Because I noticed you have different piercings than the last time I saw you.
No, they're exactly the same. They've been
really?
There for a year and
you
a half.
You don't swap those out?
I don't, no.
You don't do a swap?
No. Remember when you also thought I'd been at your house 4 months prior and I hadn't been there for 18 months?
Time has no meaning these days. I remember it just like it was literally right above us here.
I think that when you think you're hanging out with me, there's someone else there.
I may be thinking of someone else.
You're saying that I garden, that I have different piercings. You really must be spending time with a different woman.
Tell you what, let's spend some time together. Because the only time you ever come over here is when, you know, we're doing this.
Yeah.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? So let's spend some time together. Okay. You set the parameters.
Okay.
You set the topics of conversation. I'll talk about anything.
Okay.
You talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay.
And then you ask me interesting questions about myself.
I have been.
When? Right now?
Yeah.
When? What? Like, what?
I asked you if you went to gynecological school. And you did not answer. You dodged it.
I definitely dodged. I mean, if a guy spends time auditing a few classes, could you audit gynecology classes?
No.
Like you're like, hey,
no.
I just want to see what's up down there.
I think they figured that one out quick. They're like, you can audit any class on campus
except this one.
And then everyone leaves.
Everyone's like,
clop, clop.
I'm not going to this college anymore. Yeah.
Puts the college in gynecology.
No, but I'd ask you really good questions. Like, I'd ask you, since you became a father, do you find that your approach to comedy has changed? Like, have you softened? Have you become more earnest?
I think the past 20 minutes has proved no.
Mm. You know, as conversation referee, good question.
Hey, thank you.
Great question.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to, I'm not going to commit to a lunch with you, but I would love to have a light snack with you at some point.
Okay, do you have rollerblades?
Yeah, of course. We'll do it on rollerblades. Okay. Well, I'll see you there. You can bring your own, though, right?
Yeah, I've got my own.
Because I have one and a half pair.
I have a second pair in your size.
Bring your second pair as well.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Can I referee?
You can referee our rollerblading.
Yeah, yeah. I won't say anything. I'll just email you both the score at the end.
Right. Please.
We're going to push each other over and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. But then we'll get to know each other. And then the next time I'm here, you'll know what to ask me about.
All right. Wonderful. You have my solemn vow that we're going to do this. We're going to rollerblade. We're going to find out about each other. It's going to take about 45 minutes.
It seems more fake, though. Like, your solemn vow seemed like I definitely don't have it.
just email me. That's all you need to do. Or text me.
Text. Yeah, I don't know why we're emailing.
Remember when I emailed you and you got upset?
When did I get upset?
And you were like, this is more of a text thing.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I don't remember this, but I'm really laughing at myself. What a funny thing to get mad about.
You're like, this doesn't rise to the level of an email.
Was it about something you were watching?
It may have been Star Trek related. But you're friends. You're just friends.
Beetlejuice. I think you were watching something and you emailed like, haha, look at this fucking thing. And I was like, why did you email this? It's a text.
Look at this.
Was it a picture? Was there a picture? I'm gonna find this
during the break.
No, find that email. I want to know what I yelled at you about.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, we have a professor. We can ask the professor about the gynecological
question. I'm really glad I set that up.
Also, we have a couple of podcasters are gonna be here. You guys can stick around for at least one more segment, right?
I believe so.
At least.
All right, great. We'll be right back with more Tawny, more Jack, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, We love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Tawny Newsome, Jack Quaid, Labor Day special, two friends.
Yeah.
Just enjoying Labor Day here. Do you have Labor Day? I mean, this is coming out on Labor Day. We're taping it a few days in advance. Is it the kind of thing where I remember when I was young, everyone would have like a barbecue and you'd hit four of them. Now I think no one has any barbecues,
right? I don't think I ever do anything for Labor Day. I don't think I ever...
That's the spirit of it. You're supposed to take the day off.
It's just too... Too fucking hot.
I feel like I normally leave town. Yeah. Like, this is a good time to go away from here.
But you're not this year?
No, I am. I'm going to Joshua Tree.
Oh, there you go.
So, doing the same thing.
What do you do in Joshua Tree?
Don't say
take
garden.
A bunch of acid?
Don't say garden.
Yeah, I was just going to say drugs.
Drugs. Look, I'm not a narc, although I was narky on that robot earlier.
Yeah, you are the king narc.
I'm not the king narc of podcasting.
You are definitely the king narc of podcasting.
Take that fucking back now.
No, yellow what are you going to do, narc on me?
Take that back right now. I'm not the king narc of podcast.
Prove it.
You have a yellow card.
I'm sorry.
Conversation referee.
I call it like I see it.
All right. Well, you'll take it back by the end of the show, hopefully. But we need to get to our next guest. He's a professor. Very exciting to talk to a professor. Please welcome for the first time on the show, Robert Canasta.
Greetings, Scott.
Greetings.
Tawny, Jack.
Hello.
Greetings to you.
I'm thrilled to be here to talk about my research. I'm a professor of psychology.
Just getting right to it. I like this.
Wow. I like that.
Well, like these guys, to be honest, like, you know.
We don't cut to the chase at all.
No. The tangents.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm used to lecturing. I have to wrangle these freshmen.
Wait,
let's
role play you lecturing here in the style of you just coming on the show. Because, like, okay, let's pretend we're students.
Wait, what?
The bell rings. and get to your point as quickly as you did.
Okay, greetings, freshmen, be quiet. Greetings, Anthony, Jeremy, Frida.
You're not even doing it as quick as you did. Just right, do it as quickly as you did.
Okay.
Right. Bring, bring.
Jeremy, oh Frida, greetings. It's time to start class. So my name is Dr. Robert Canasta.
What did you say?
You're not listening to me.
Well, you started so quickly.
I was listening. My name is Frida.
Your name is Frida. Wonderful.
Frida?
Frida.
Jeremy, don't call Frida Frida. We've talked Frida Frida. We've talked.
I'm sorry,
about
she looks so much like a Frida. Frida.
Okay,
wait,
class.
I got it wrong.
I'm thrilled to be starting class. I'm thrilled to be starting this lecture. Is that what you wanted, Scott?
I personally
little
love it.
Buffer.
I like it. I like.
You know what I mean? It's like you come on the show, you're like, okay. Yeah, thrilled to be on this show. I'm a professor of psychology, and I did this, and I did that, and I did this. It's like, you know, just like relax a little bit.
Well, we were all like role-playing as students, which I liked. I like that he correctly guessed all of our names.
Do you think
that's a good point?
Do you think that me launching right into my lectures is making the students want to talk even more?
I think they didn't. They're like,
I listened right away.
Well, you're a rule follower.
I'm a historic rule follower.
You're like the good boy of Hollywood.
Good boy of Hollywood.
I am.
You are.
I am, Scott.
That makes him sound like a Labrador.
Hollywood's good boy. Jack
Hollywood's
Quinn.
Good boy.
Who's
Jack
a good boy?
Professor, would you call me Hollywood's good boy?
Or are we talking about Jack or Frida?
Oh,
great question.
Ooh, both.
Both. That's right. You're an actor.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I am. I'm following the rules.
He's Hollywood's good boy.
You played the part perfectly.
Thank
I'd
you,
say
professor.
You are Hollywood's good boy.
Oh, that's exciting.
Dude, when you're on set and someone gives you a note, is your automatic go-to like, sorry?
Yes. No, this is an honest answer, yes.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
I'm so sorry. She could attest to that, yes.
I can do it better.
I immediately apologize, and it doesn't help anything. Anyway.
That's fascinating. Psychologically, immediately saying sorry when someone gives you a note.
Oh,
right.
You're the psychology professor. That's right.
I am.
Okay. Yeah, okay. How is that interesting to you? How does, like, what do you think what do you think's going on with me?
Yeah, what's his problem?
Well, it seems that, I wouldn't know if I would call it a problem necessarily, but clearly you have perhaps a feeling of insecurity, feeling that you can't stick to your guns.
Yeah, where do you think that comes from?
Oh.
Do you think that you grew up and people were always making fun of you?
Yeah, always just saying, you fucking Hollywood good boy. That's the exact name they called me in third
really?
Grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough name to be
that's
bullied
tough.
With.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always getting signed out of fucking DocuSign.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying sorry to it, I bet.
Do you apologize to
apps? I'm so sorry,
DocuSign.
I'm so sorry,
DocuSign. Now, that's fascinating. You're saying sorry to a computer program.
Well, I mean, I think
but, like,
we were,
why is it fascinating?
I think we were saying that.
Beyond the...
To be honest, we were just making a joke, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's not actually... Doing
oh,
it. No.
Okay.
If anything,
an
I get
actor.
Really angry at DocuSign for signing me out.
You do?
Yeah, probably. I'm like, what the fuck is
you
this?
You personified it, though, a little bit, I bet. You're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is
like,
that?
Like, DocuSign?
DocuSign,
why are you
piece of shit.
Yeah, but no, we were just kind of making jokes.
Yeah.
Defense mechanism, perhaps. Afraid that maybe you really do get angry when DocuSign signs you out. You want to apologize.
I do, yeah. No, I am. I'm...
Deflecting it.
I mean,
as a
he
joke.
Does. I mean, wanna... us making the joke about him doing the doc. I'm not going to explain humor to you, but let's get back to what
I'd
you want
like
to talk
him
about.
To explain humor to us.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
If
can you,
you
explain
doctor
humor
or professor?
As far as I understand it, humor is something that all of human beings can tap into because we have a shared...
Even Superman?
Can the xenomorph.
Now, Superman...
My brain was on fire trying to do that call.
How do I get it out?
Does Superman make jokes?
Sometimes.
I think when he gets shot and he goes, it tickles. Like, that's kind of a joke.
That's a joke.
Is that a joke or is that just a response to a stimuli?
It's kind of a... Well...
That's a great question.
I don't know, Professor Canal. I, to be honest, he's a fictional character, too. So I don't know why he does what he does, but I think it's all written by someone else. So I don't know.
Well, that's exactly the type of thing I'm interested in. Why do we do what we do?
Right. Wait, is that what you teach about?
Yes, consciousness.
Now I want you to get to what you were talking about.
You
earlier.
Do. You want me to start the lecture?
No. We're not role playing still. Just tell us about what do you teach?
So I teach about psychology. Mm-hmm. How did I get into it? I'll start with an anecdote. Oh. When I was in college, I don't know if you remember in college, but it was possible to sign up to be a participant in psychology studies.
Right, for extra money.
Sure. For extra money, they'd pay you $20. You go in, you do an experiment.
They hook you up to wires.
Hook you up to wires, give you surveys, all sorts of different things.
Give you cookies or say they're going to give you cookies and then don't give you a cookie.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I thought, okay, this might be a good way to make some extra beer money. Mm-hmm.
Were you drinking a lot of beer at the time?
Oh, yes. In college as a freshman, as freshmen do.
What are we talking per week?
Probably 45 beers.
Holy wow. That's 6.5 a day?
Six and a half a day. Wow. Although I wouldn't say that it was every day the same amount. I would say it was some days a lot, some days less.
So some days more than 6.5.
Yeah, you're doing like 10.
Some days 45, some days zero the rest of the week.
You look great, considering.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you ever pour an Aperol in one? Have a spaghetti?
I don't think we had those back when I was in college, though that sounds fascinating.
I mean, I don't think they market them as one thing. You probably have the individual ingredients
available to you. Beer.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
There's
have
two ingredients, and those are the...
And
yeah.
I think they've both been around since, like, the tens, right?
Yes.
And the 10 spot.
I did have a little bar in my dorm room. Oh. It was cases of beer, several bottles of Aperol, although it never...
You never combined it. You had all the ingredients.
It never occurred to me to mix the twain.
Did you have any other ingredients?
To mix the twain?
Well, Scott, I was a college student. I wouldn't say my palate was very sophisticated.
So you had a lot of beer and a lot of Aperol.
And I drink them independently of one another.
Wow.
Just straight Aperol.
Sometimes you'd have 45 beers a day. You never thought, like, hey, I'm here. I got all the Aperol and all the beer in the world.
I'm going to ask a wild question. Did you ever take a shot of Aperol, then drink a beer right after it? And did they ever mix in your mouth briefly?
No, that would have been strange.
You always had a buffer in between them of 24, 48, 72 hours?
24, 48, 72 hours, at least 24-hour buffer between consuming beer and consuming Aperol.
Those are the most important hours if you're ever kidnapped. For the police to find you, those first 24. Can we agree on that?
That's not the first time I've heard you bring that up being here.
Really?
You bring that up before.
I don't think so.
Now, that's fascinating.
We'll get back into this.
That was in our personal
conversation. We'll get back to this. Yeah.
Is it because after 24 hours, the amount of ransom goes up?
No, I don't believe it's a monetary thing.
No.
Or perhaps after 24 hours, Stockholm syndrome begins to set in.
Wouldn't you know as a psychology professor?
Well, I don't know that he's a criminal psychologist.
No, I'm not a criminal psychologist. But
people who don't break the law.
Do you understand why you drank 45 beers a day and never mixed it with anything?
I suppose it was important to me to feel like I had some amount of control over my habit.
Do you still drink?
What was your psychology study that you got involved in?
Ah, yes.
So we didn't like how long it was taking, so then we changed it.
Well, so I went down to the psychology department. A researcher takes me into a room. She sits me down.
By the way, we don't need every step in this process. Like, you can do a smash cut to you in the middle of the
smash cut to I'm sitting down at a table. The researcher brings me a plate with one Cheerio on it. She says, I'm going to leave the room. You can eat the Cheerio. However, if you refrain from eating the Cheerio and wait till I come back to the room, I will give you 2 Cheerios.
Okay.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah.
2 Cheerios?
It sounded good to me as well. I wanted the most amount of Cheerios I could get. She left the room. I immediately ate the Cheerio. She came back 5 minutes later, empty-handed. I said, "Where's my second Cheerio?" She said, "You don't get a second Cheerio. You didn't follow the instructions." I said, "This is ridiculous. I'm upset."
Wow.
I threw a fit. She said, "You have to leave." She gave me my $20. I went to the store. I purchased a bottle of Aperol and some beer, and I went home.
No Cheerios?
No Cheerios. I would moved on. I decided.
You mentally,
this is
your
psychology professor origin story, and you left?
Well, yes. I went to bed that night furious. I woke up the next day. And I thought about what happened, and I said, "That's fascinating." I was aware that I wanted 2 Cheerios, and yet I could not refrain from eating the first Cheerio immediately.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is something that they test out on babies to kind of teach them, you know, delayed gratification.
Later on, I would find out that I had actually made history. I was the first adult to ever immediately eat the Cheerio.
The first. Wow.
No adult had ever done that
had
before.
Ever eaten the Cheerio, really. They'd always waited for the second Cheerio.
Always.
Wow.
Honestly, I'll say that's how I eat my cereal most of the time. If someone comes into a room with a plate with one Cheerio on it, and then I just wait until exponentially it becomes a box.
Because it goes 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64,
you could
128.
Have had potentially infinite amount of Cheerios.
A beautiful mind over here.
256.
What?
512.
Now you're just naming boxes of crayons.
1024 would be the next in that series.
Thank you. Wow. Are you sure you're not
a
professor of math?
Well, I have to know a bit of math, statistics when I'm running regressions.
What's your favorite statistic?
My favorite statistic is that the human body is made of 70% water.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? Because it's like
fascinating.
If you touch someone, occasionally you can hear just a little like swoosh.
Yeah. That's right.
What's the difference between a statistic and a fact?
A statistic uses numbers, so I think that qualifies as a statistic.
Well,
so if I'm holding 2 eggs, I say, "How many eggs is this?" And you say 2, that's a statistic.
That's classic statistics.
Maybe it's like, okay, a fact is like a cold, hard truth, but a statistic is like the way it tends to go is 70%.
Can you really call something a fact if you create it? Like, I'm holding 2 eggs.
Well, fine, you're holding 2 eggs.
Well, you're the one who picked them up. Of course you did.
That's a
of
fact,
course you are.
Though.
It is a fact.
You disagree that's a
no,
fact
you,
just because
you know
I
I'm
controlled
saying?
It?
Like, you could just as easily not be holding the 2 eggs. You're the one who fucking picked them up.
All right, pick something up.
Okay, I'm picking up my whiteboard.
Okay.
You're holding a whiteboard. Is that a fact?
Yeah, but only because you told me to.
Well, then I'm calling it a fact and not a statistic. I'm in charge.
It's a fact that you were holding the whiteboard. Now, if I were to say Scott was holding 1 whiteboard, that would be a statistic.
1 out of...
I get it.
Out of an infinite number of whiteboards.
Well,
perhaps.
There's probably a finite amount of whiteboards.
There probably is. What do you think that number is?
I would, if I had to guess, I would say
you do. You do have to guess.
All right. Do I get a Cheerio if I guess correctly?
You get 1 Cheerio if you guess correctly. If you choose not to guess, you get 2 Cheerios.
Okay. There are 7,000,000,3500 whiteboards in the world.
Incorrect.
May I have my Cheerio?
Incorrect. You get no Cheerios.
Wow.
No Cheerios.
I told you would get 2 if you just didn't guess at all.
But not even the 1 Cheerio?
You never said that he would get none.
It's implied.
Give me my Cheerio.
That is neither a fact nor a statistic.
Furious right now. He's on his way to the liquor
store. I'm furious.
It looks like you're about to go to bed furious as well. Lying down on the table.
They say never go to bed angry. I do it almost every night.
Regarding Cheerios exclusively?
Well, that's not the only stimulus that I respond to.
Really?
Another a week after I did that first
about 7 days
experiment, about 7 days. So in that span of 7 days, I did have one night where I drank 45 beers
and a full glass of Aperol.
And a full glass of Aperol 24 hours later.
Nice.
In a pint glass, a chilled pint glass.
Chilled.
I go down to the psychology department. I've signed up for another experiment.
Okay. So they're the same psychology department?
The same psychology department.
They're not letting you out a week prior.
Different researcher. These are double blind studies. The researchers are always Confederates, not the scientists themselves.
Wait. What?
I don't know what the, maybe we don't know what the Confederate
well,
means.
What is the context?
We know what double blinds
mean.
Because
I'm just like, you know, obviously picturing people in Civil War era uniforms.
The blue and the gray. Yeah. You know.
It would be someone who's in on it, someone, but not the researcher themselves.
So like a Confederacy is people who are in on it.
How racist was this study?
It wasn't. I don't believe it was racist. Maybe
are you going to appear on her show? I'm not sure if this is racist. Sorry if it is.
And that show happens on Scott's podcast.
Yes. I guess.
That's my part of your podcast. Yeah. The sorry if it is. Mm-hmm. That's mine.
No, I meant Confederate in the sense of a colleague, someone who's...
That's a word that you don't hear used like that.
Yeah.
It's true.
Lot.
It's specific to psychology.
Did the Civil War ruin the word Confederate? Confederacy of Dunces is a book about a group of... Yeah, anyway.
Sure, okay.
So I sit down in a room. They place me in front of a computer. They tell me they're going to show me a series of images. Hmm. They're tracking my eyeballs. They're monitoring my heart rate.
How?
They've got some sort of ocular sensor that's... Okay.
They're not doing it with just one of those big, like, ear things that you stick in your... Like, the big giant earphones?
Well, they did put a giant earphone on my head, but I don't think it was to track my eyeballs. I think it was...
Okay.
I'm not sure what
it was. You think it was just funny for them?
Were they just mocking you?
They were laughing a lot while I was watching...
I mean, I'll tell you right now, I've put giant earphones on many people's heads, and it's always as a joke.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rarely scientific.
Yeah. Are you sure that joke's not masking some sort of...
Okay.
When did we flip it on me?
All right. So what happened?
So they showed me a series of images of different people. Then after
Who are we talking? Not Hitler, I hope, because that would make you cry.
No images of Hitler. They appeared to be artificially generated, perhaps just generic-looking human beings. They told me afterward that through the eyeball scan, they were able to see that I was always looking at their elbows. My heart rate was increased. They told me that I was horny for their elbows.
How do they know that? How do they measure that?
They were, well, perhaps the ear device.
Okay.
The heart rate can accurately predict horniness?
I think if they have the combination of different...
All the different
data points, they can triangulate.
Is there a scale? Is there like a horniness scale?
There is a horniness scale.
Do they have sensors on your penis as well, by the way?
Yes, and my penis was fully erect.
That's what it is.
Oh, that'll probably.
Yeah, get rid of the eye data.
The heart rate, as otherwise everybody going
but
for a
dog. But the elbows,
is,
huh?
You know.
The elbows.
The elbows, yes. I was certainly surprised to find this out about myself. But then they said, we're going to show you a series of just elbows.
Hmm.
If you can avoid getting horny, you'll get a Cheerio. If you cannot, you will be receiving an electric shock.
Oh, wow.
I should have given you one of those.
Wait, so there's no potential to double your Cheerios?
No.
It's just
only
one single Cheerio or electric
shock. Well, one Cheerio per elbow that I don't get horny by.
Okay.
One electric shock per elbow that
so,
I do.
So you have the opportunity to be shocked twice per picture. If you can see two elbows.
Well, theoretically, they could just... There could be different images with more people in them. So you could increase the amount of elbows.
Now, yeah, a lot of crowd scenes.
That's fascinating. They did only show me a zoomed-in photo of one elbow.
However,
for one of them, I did get shocked twice because I did a double take.
Okay. Oh. Like a comical...
Yes. I looked at it, I got distracted, and then I said, wait a minute, that was quite...
Now, in your classic double take...
What did you get
you're
distracted
not horny
by?
Twice.
Wait, also, your double take was so slow and beautiful. It was like a lyrical...
I wish people could have seen it. It was so...
It didn't
feel beautiful to me because I was shocked twice.
So sorry.
Oh no.
Wow.
Over the course of that, I was shocked 20 times. I didn't receive any Cheerios, and I went home. I was furious. I took my $20. I went to the store. I bought Aperol. I bought a case of beer. I went home.
Wait, you bought Aperol and a case of beer for 20 bucks? How old are you? When was this?
Oh, it was this was 1973.
Okay. You must have had money left.
Damn, that was...
Yeah, I had $18 left over. That went to my savings account.
You still have the $18?
No, I used it to purchase a house.
Incredible. Wow. What a success story.
Beautiful.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
It was.
But Bidenflation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bidenflation, a few other bouts of inflation in the intervening years.
When did you become a professor, though? It feels like you've just been furious because of two studies.
Well, after that morning, I woke up and I said, okay, I was upset yesterday, but that was fascinating. And I went down to the registrar's office and I changed my major.
What was your major before?
I was going to be a gynecologist.
Oh, well, this brings us back to the question we wanted to ask you. Can you audit gynecology classes? Yeah.
If I were a gynecology professor, I would allow auditors.
You would?
Wow.
Really?
I would.
Okay.
As a psychology professor, why would you do that?
Perhaps because I want people to see the work that I'm doing.
You're proud of it. You'd be proud of it as a professor.
You're currently doing research, right? Like you're currently in the middle of a lot of... Is that what you came on here to say? And then we completely ruined it?
Oh,
You were talking about like, oh, I'm so excited to share my research.
Yeah, why?
Is it into elbows?
I don't even remember that. Yeah, why are you here?
Why are you here to
share with us?
Well, I was here to hopefully enlighten your listeners, and I hope that I've done that so far.
Regarding what? Your personal history?
Just different sorts of things that happen in psychology and how fascinating
they can be. Things that happen to you personally?
I mean, that's
not
psychology.
Interesting to you.
I think every human
just thought
being
it was building
is,
to something.
Well, I do. I am currently doing research of my own.
Oh,
Now this is cutting edge.
Okay.
You all, I'm sure, have heard about the rise in artificial intelligence.
Intelligence.
Is that what you thought we were striking?
Weird. People are against it, right?
Oh, wow.
Not really.
That's what they're studying over in the gynecology department.
Okay.
So people have been wanting to know, can an artificial intelligence be sentient?
Okay.
So far, even the most advanced artificial intelligence have seen no sign of sentience, and even if they were, it would be difficult for us to know. I'm coming at this problem from a slightly different angle.
What's your angle, Professor?
Could I take a sentient human being and turn them into a computer?
Oh,
I see.
Like a reverse bicentennial man?
sure.
So
stick with me on this.
So you're
some kind of BioShock?
You want to take a human being, someone you know?
Someone I know, myself.
Oh!
And you want to be turned into a computer?
That's right.
If I
can turn myself into a computer without losing sentience, then I can show that it is possible for a computer to become sentient.
Wow.
And of course, that's a good point. Because if you can do it one way, it stands to reason you can do it the other way.
Yeah.
Would you keep your elbows?
Would I keep my elbows?
Yeah.
Well, I would hope so. If I can maintain my sentience intact, that means that I would not want to get rid of my elbows. Mm. If throughout this process I get rid of my elbows,
that's how we know.
Because it won't be me in there anymore.
Are you saying you want to be like become a classic like desktop or laptop computer?
Well,
if you had to pick a computer to be, what would it be?
Yeah.
Well, if I had to pick a computer to be, Scott's laptop seems pretty nice.
This one over here, you've been eyeing it the entire time like it's full of elbows or something.
It certainly bends and it's got a nice angle to it.
Yes, laptops are kind of currently at 90 degrees. Yeah.
Maybe 95.
I see there's some Cheerio crumbs over there.
I have a stock full of Cheerios here for my good guests. Jack, of course, you're getting the lion's share of them.
Hollywood's good boy?
Yes, of course.
Me?
Wow.
But
what about me?
If I have any Cheerios left, I'll consider it. I mean, you know, yeah, I am going to give you $20 after show ends. Yeah, I mean,
wonderful.
You can spend it on whatever you like.
It won't get me as much Aperol as it used to in the past.
It will not.
I suppose.
What's Aperol? I know this is like, oh, yeah, I'm not in touch with the common man anymore. I don't know what a single bottle of Aperol costs. What is it?
Well, for a working family of four, they can barely afford a bottle of Aperol and their daily foie gras in Biden's America. I don't know what the earth is
going to do. I'm not going to guess what it costs now, because last time I guessed a number, I got furious.
You got furious, even though I did not give you an electric
shock? You were furious?
When I didn't receive two Cheerios.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Sorry. In the past.
It's interesting because you furious.
When I was guessing the number of whiteboards.
Oh, okay. That was you furious?
Yeah, you seemed the same.
I guess I'm even keeled.
Is this like a Hulk scenario where you're like, you're always angry and that's your secret?
Yeah, are you in Hulk mode right now?
Jack must be part of the Marvel Universe.
Shut up.
Well,
shut up.
He's doing his research.
Shut up.
I'm certainly not.
What characters are still available?
Shut up.
I know all the characters. Yeah.
He's playing Stiltman.
He's got to be Bridge Face.
Daredevil's dumber younger brother.
Jack Quaid for Bridge Face. Moving on.
I would say this conversation's pissing me off.
Oh.
Sounds like something that my students would rabble about when I'm trying to get my lecture.
Rabble?
Professor Canasta, I'm sorry. I don't mean to piss you off. I'm trying to be a gracious host. I apologize. Maybe we're not listening to you as much as we should.
Sorry. I find you fascinating, and I was trying to.
That's interesting.
The content of what you're talking about, not so much.
No, I want to separate myself from Scott.
You want to sever our cases?
Yeah, because I would like to sever our cases and try myself as an adult. Because,
go on.
You as someone who gets undercover angry is very scary to me. So I don't want you angry at me because I wouldn't see it coming.
Well, I found it quite scary myself when I would snap in these situations, and that's what made me want to find out more about what's going on inside that brain.
Have you done that? Sure. Have you sort of worked on your own anger issues? I mean, it doesn't seem like it because you saying you're furious right here.
Not angry, furious.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's different.
Is the word you use.
A word I only use when it comes to like cars that are fast.
Would it count as working on my own anger if I am slowly replacing every neuron in my brain with a microchip and seeing if I still get angry about the same things I normally get angry about?
Men will do everything but go to therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I will or won't.
What, will you or won't you?
Don't put me in that room.
Did you?
Is it the room you have a trial?
Yeah,
I don't
you
like
can do it on
room.
Zoom. You can be in your own house.
I don't like my house.
Okay, you can be in a park.
Do it outside.
You're really digging it.
I do dig it. But I fucking hate it.
We'll talk about this later.
I don't want to go.
Okay.
Wow, this is a fascinating.
I feel like you just used fascinating and interesting as just kind of a social band-aid.
Oh, you think that I'm trying to mask my discomfort with your ambivalence about your therapy by saying that's fascinating?
He's standing
exactly.
And pacing right now. Yeah. What is
exactly.
happening?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting upset.
Oh, no.
I need a Cheerio.
I have
When
some...
was the last time you had a Cheerio?
Last time I had a Cheerio was this morning.
Oh, okay. So you have them all the time.
You have them all the time.
I have a box of Cheerios at home.
Why don't you just bring them with you, and when you start feeling furious, just pop one of those.
You're an adult now. You can have all the Cheerios you want. That's a great thing about being an adult is we don't have gatekeepers to Cheerios anymore.
Yeah.
But doesn't it feel better to get a Cheerio after completing a task?
Not really.
You can do that, though. You can set a little task for yourself, and then when you complete it, you can be like, time for Professor Canasta's Cheerio.
Also, it's not like you're doing the thing you did with beer and Aperol where you're binging it. You're having one Cheerio.
Yeah.
Like that's enough to satisfy you, and that's great.
Okay, so I run an experiment on myself where I give myself Cheerios after completing tasks.
Yeah
psychologists psychoanalyze themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then you don't have to replace all the bits in your head with microchips or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, have you begun this process at all, or are you fully human right now?
No, I'm 1.3% of the way through.
Oh.
I mean, that's not nothing. What have you replaced at this point?
Well, I've replaced, so each neuron is sort of like a circuit. It takes inputs and outputs.
And is your brain working the same way, have you noticed? Or
well, every time I replace a neuron with a chip that replicates that exact sequence of inputs and outputs, I check in with myself. Do I still like Cheerios? Yes.
Okay.
Do I still like elbows? Yes. Do I still have anger management problems? Yes.
You're three things.
Okay.
But can you still remember
certain... But three-dimensional.
Can you still remember certain words, though, and facts that you used to know, or...
Let's see. 70% of the human body
we know that one.
Sorry, like, that was a statistic.
What are the names of the Three Stooges?
What are the names of the Three Stooges? Larry, Moe, and Barson.
Okay, I think you...
Honestly, I'm a Barson stan. I fucking love Barson.
Professor Canassa, I feel like you replaced the 1.3 one was where you were keeping those Three Stooges knowledge.
But here's the thing. I think if you...
So Barson is not one of the Three Stooges?
If you were a computer, though, wouldn't you know more about the Three Stooges? So I guess you are still
very
human.
Yeah, you know their birth dates.
Well, I'm not trying to enhance my cognitive abilities. I'm merely trying to show that it's possible to maintain my own consciousness while being purely silicone.
And you, Professor, think the third Stooge is named...
Is Barson. That's
then I think
I
you're
believe.
Still human, buddy. I think you're still you're still sentient, or you are.
No,
what,
he's
what
he's replaced.
Did it work?
No, he's replaced the neuron that knew what the third Stooge's name is.
Yeah.
These microchips are ones that you've been developing, or are they ones you just bought from a store?
I've been developing them because they have to be extremely small. But we've been
you're a size guy. You're a size queen? Is that what I'm asking?
When it comes to my neurons, yes, smaller is better.
Hey, size matters. Okay. And smaller is great.
When it comes to elbows, I want my penis to be as large as possible.
Okay, there we go.
What about the size of the elbows?
Huh? The size of the elbows? It's less about the size than about the angle.
I'm just happy we're all wearing jackets in here.
What's the best elbow angle? Because I can do 180. Then I can do 90.
90, yep.
And I can get to about 30.
Stay right there.
Wait, so it doesn't matter if you can see the bare elbow. It just matters that you know an elbow is there. Like the angle of an arm.
You like the angle.
Well, that 30 appears to be the most pleasing elbow angle.
You like 30. What about when the laptop you're
eyeing? Stop it.
Okay,
right
it's at 30
there.
Degrees right now.
That
so you
is
you just
nice.
Like things that are at 30 degrees.
Apparently.
Oh.
We've just done an experiment. We've learned something new.
We've learned
Isn't
a fourth
that
thing about
fascinating.
Yeah.
I like the angle 30 degrees.
I think this takes the place of the elbow thing, though. Because he doesn't like elbows.
He just likes 30 degree things.
Do you like Montana in like March?
Do I like Montana
just
in
like
March?
30 degree things.
Now that you're saying that sounds pretty good.
So you like any definition of the word degrees?
As long
as it is next to the word 30.
98 degrees, the band, minus 68 degrees.
Stop that.
Okay.
98 degrees, I don't like that.
No, but take away 68. Minus 68
degrees. And you know what?
Yeah.
But what if we upped it to 69?
No, then that's going to be 20.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I'm curious
again. I thought I wanted a high five.
We have to stop doing statistics on this show. We're doing too many statistics.
Stop doing what we're doing. I didn't like that noise.
All right. Look, Professor, I don't think we're going to unravel all of your issues here right now, but do you promise to come back when you replace another? I mean, I'm not going to say another 1.3%. We'll never get there, but.
I would love to come back and update you on the progress I've made.
Okay, good.
I'd love it when you're like 60%, so we can see like 69. More computer
why are
than
we
human.
Why are we skipping 30?
Okay, sorry.
When you're 30%, do you promise to come back?
I promise to come back.
Okay, can you stick around?
Absolutely, I would be thrilled.
Because we have another segment on the show. Jack and Tawny, I know you guys have to go, but
see you later.
Bye.
Wonderful to meet you.
Good to meet you too.
When we come back, we're gonna have a couple of podcasters here.
Wow.
And then you and me are gonna bro out during the break because these guys are leaving. Does
all
that
right
sound good?
I like the sound of that. I'll crack open a few cold ones
and I'll pour myself a pint glass of Aperol.
All right.
Keep it over for there. Sure you weren't drinking anymore, but you still
no,
very much are
still yes. a okay, heavy heavy drinker.
Okay, cool.
Still doing
all right
it.
We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, It's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're here with Professor Robert Canasta. And we've just been heavily, heavily binge drinking during the break. Honestly, we took a longer break than I normally do. We took about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, how's that Aperol hitting you, buddy?
I mean, honestly, it hit me within 5 minutes, and we've just been pounding them. Yeah. Separately, of course.
I've been over here drinking my beers.
I wanted to stay as far away from you as possible so there would be no
mixing,
matching.
I don't know what would happen if I mixed them. I don't really want to find out.
I don't want to find that out either. That's too scary. But we do have to get to our next guest. We've kept them waiting long enough. They've been outside this entire time. I feel bad for them. But you ready to get to him, Professor?
I'm thrilled.
By the way, we're really good friends now.
Oh, yeah. Best friend I ever had.
I like that. That's very flattering. I don't know that I would say that in return. Because
that's all right. I think by the end of this, I think I might come around.
I might. I just might. Well, let's talk to them. Hopefully they won't become better friends.
I hope not. I don't want to find out what happens to me if they do.
I have some Cheerios just in case, though.
Okay, good. That calmed me down.
Okay, that'll calm you down. All right, well, let's get to them. They are podcasters. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Brigadoon and Greg.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Everyone is so excited to start this episode, this historic episode.
Yes. Start the episode.
We are here with Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang.
Bang fame. And this is us. I'm Greg.
And I'm Brigadoon.
And we're from the podcast Real Cocktails.
And this is our historic crossover. So we want to say to all the Bang Bang fans, thanks for giving us a chance.
And all the cockheads, welcome to another one of these.
Yep.
Yes.
Cockheads.
Yeah.
That's our fandom.
That's our fandom. So, you know, we have this podcast. It's called Real Cocktails.
And you guys are getting to your thing quicker than even he did.
You know what? We're efficient. That's just because we're really,
well,
really
it's
efficient.
Because
I mean,
you're
in C block, so I get it. You like plugs are coming up soon.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. Is that a thing from your podcast? I love these events because you learn about
the
other.
You're in the A block of ours, and we're having a great time so far.
I hate to break it to you, sweetie, but you're in the C block of ours.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm not in anybody's C block. I live in an A block in my mind.
No. Yeah. No. So, you know, so the thing is with our show.
He wants to get to it.
This is our thing. Here's what I'm guessing. You guys are podcasters and you think you're doing an episode of your show, but it's actually an episode of my show.
I thought we agreed that this was a crossover episode.
This is a crossover episode. So it's both of our shows and neither.
But that takes place during the C block of your show and the A block of our show.
Wait, I have to do the B block and C block of your show?
Absolutely. It's going to be a blast.
We're going to be here all night. Put on a pot of coffee, Professor Canasta.
Oh, so will I be able to join the B block and the C block?
I mean, that's up
your...
to Brigadoon and Greg, I guess.
But... Absolutely.
This is fascinating. I wonder how these two podcasts will mix.
Well,
like Aperol and a beer.
Man, he talks slow. So yeah. Here's the thing. The premise of our show is kind of fun.
Do you talk fast?
Yeah, we don't really talk fast. We just kind of make sure there's no dead air.
Yeah, so, dead air is scary. It frightens us. It makes us sad.
I don't want to die.
Yeah.
So there's our premise initially started out. It's called
Our premise.
Let me tell you our premise.
Because you know when you pitch a podcast?
You have to have a premise.
Yeah. And you tell somebody, this is what the podcast is going to be about.
You do have to have a premise.
Yeah.
What is the premise of your podcast?
Well, okay. So the premise of our podcast is we watch every episode of Aw Real Monsters and we enjoy a delicious craft cocktail.
Yeah. Wow. We got bored of that premise about two episodes in.
Yeah.
Every episode of what?
Real Monsters.
What's Aw Real Monsters?
We don't even know.
We don't know because we watched it for one episode.
And it was just like, are people going to remember this? Clearly Scott doesn't.
Yeah, so you're a recap podcast about something we've never even heard of.
Yeah, that's exactly why we abandoned the premise.
I think some people may have heard of it and also abandoned it the way that we did.
I remember there was one monster who held his eyeballs in his hands, perhaps.
You know more than we do.
I don't even remember that guy's name.
No, we remember nothing.
I have no idea.
But, you know. Is that like people weren't really tuning in for the recap or for the cocktails? They were tuning in for our personalities.
What are your personalities?
It's really
fun. My gosh. We are like classic Odd Couple.
It's exactly like that. Yeah. So like I'm like really like neat.
And okay. I am never messy.
Yeah. It's insane.
Like I just can't ever leave a mess.
Our rapport is off the charts. Our chemistry cannot be nothing.
Yeah. Our chemistry, people tune in just for the chemistry. They're like, we don't even care about the recap. We don't even care about the cocktails. We just love the two of you hanging out.
Yeah. Just two of you talking in a room.
Hanging out?
No,
is that what you
dead
said?
Air.
Hanging out.
Oh,
yeah.
Hanging out.
Without dead air.
I gotta say, in a classic Odd Couple, it's Felix and
the cat.
Felix and
Barson, I think.
No, not Barson. No, it's Felix.
Was
and
that
Oscar.
The name of the monster who held his eyeballs, Barson?
I wouldn't know. We stopped watching
that
show.
We did stop. Yeah, I do have questions still.
Yeah. Yeah,
Felix and Oscar is you sound like a Felix, Greg, and you sound like a Felix, Brigadoon.
I've never watched that show either. Our podcast isn't about shows.
I know it's not about shows. It's just about the two of us talking about our lives.
People tune in to hear us relate to each other.
Yeah. Okay, well, tell us about your lives. What are your lives?
Oh my gosh, we are so different. It's crazy. We're just like such weirdos. I can't believe we're even friends.
It's crazy. I live in Silver Lake,
and I live on the edge of East Hollywood, which is just about Silver Lake.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Dead air.
Say something else about yourself, Craig. Hurry.
I love...
You're struggling to think of even a third thing.
Because our fans know everything about us already. So it's
they've been listening to this. They don't want us to retread it. So,
I know, but unfortunately, you're also on C block of my show, and no one has ever heard of you.
I wear glasses.
And okay. I can't fucking see.
So, but you're wearing glasses because of that?
Yeah, because otherwise I can't see shit.
Yeah,
right.
And it's crazy. Scares me.
Such
because I used to be able to see, and this is just a sign that we're all in just decline, just in a state of entropy.
No, degenerative state.
Yeah, we're all just going to become fucking worms.
Hey. I don't like that attitude.
Sorry.
Let's just stay positive.
It up.
No dead air.
Yep.
No dead air.
Yep.
Scott, talk immediately.
How did you become friends?
Oh my God, I love that story.
That's such a fun story.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. No, you go ahead.
No. You should start.
Okay, well, I was hosting a cocktail brunch on the roof of this apartment building.
And I was trying to host
it your apartment building? I'm sorry.
It was an apartment building.
It was someone's apartment building.
Okay,
we still don't know who to this day. And I was trying to host an AA meeting.
Yeah. And they melded together in the best way, and we just had this rapport.
Yeah.
So the AA people started drinking, and the people who were supposed to be drinking quit drinking?
Yes. Everyone did a swap-a-roo.
I'm pretty sure you were there, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you were at that meeting.
Yeah. I think
or that
I was,
party.
I was floating between both AA,
You were
drinkers.
Furious, if I recall.
I was angry. I remember that.
Yeah. Good to see you again.
I went home and immediately went right to sleep. I woke up the next morning, and I thought, that party was interesting.
I mean, it sounds interesting to me. So you guys
and then
met.
We were like, oh my gosh, we're such classic opposites. We're this insane. Is crazy. We're insane. What is, what is this friendship?
That particular instance was an opposite. So.
And so then we decided, let's host a podcast together. Let's harness this wacky energy.
Yeah. You know what the world needs? Another podcast.
With two platonic friends who have a weird tension thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a weird tension? I mean, I noticed that you're sitting very close to each other.
This is...
We do that for heat transfer, because I get really cold and he is freezing at all times.
I'm just never warm, so it's just insane.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, like when you're in the wilderness and you need to take off your clothes and get a sleeping bag to survive, that's what we're doing, but all the time.
Yeah. I've never been in that situation, I have to admit.
Oh.
Well, you ever been in a situation where you're in the woods and you got to take a sleeping bag to survive, Scott?
Should take a sleeping bag to survive?
Scott, you never been in
that situation? You never been in that situation where you have to get naked to get in a sleeping bag together with a friend that you don't podcast with?
Do you have to get naked in that sleeping bag?
You have to, because the clothes prevent them from finding you. Yeah.
And this is the source of the weird tension, which we're saying out loud because it's helpful.
And because our fans, they expect it. They tune in. They want to hear this.
Have you guys... I don't know of any other way to put it, but fucked.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, there's other ways to put it, actually.
Really?
There's half sex.
It's just about time to go to a break.
I like bone. I'll take bone if you guys bone.
Odd Real Cocktail CBB listeners, it's just about time for a break. We're going to let you listen
you guys
to
take a break very
our
early.
Sponsors. Yeah, we have so many breaks. We have so many sponsors. People
yes, today's
love
episode
our vibe.
Is
Must
brought
be nice.
To you by Tarzan Rugs.
Yeah.
If you're in Tarzana and want a rug from a place that kind of sounds like the area you're in, Tarzan Rugs.
Tarzan Rugs. You can swing on them.
You can swing on them.
On the rugs.
You'll find out.
And we're back. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Scott.
No, it's my pleasure. Do I get a cut of the money?
There's no,
Tarzan
we
rugs,
don't
or?
Discuss money
oh,
on
we
mic.
Don't.
I mean, well, we kind of discuss money on mic.
So this is what the show is you guys.
25 just, cents.
And then I'll be like, what about a quarter?
You guys are very similar, other than that one party that you threw.
I think the party actually was like the distillation of both of our personalities coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So once you got there, you realized.
It was like, oh, the balance. You need the yin and the yang. You need the sweet and the salty. You need the mayonnaise and the custard.
Mayonnaise and custard.
Ever tried it?
I guess not. Put that on the shopping list for tonight with that $20.
I've eaten mayonnaise and I've eaten custard, but sure. I've never had both at the same time.
And you've tried to keep them as
oh, you've never had a you've never had a spinato?
A spinato?
A spinato.
I don't think we had those back then or now.
Here's the thing. Every night I like to have a spaghetti and a spinato.
Oh.
Just unwind.
That sounds divine.
That's
yeah,
really fun.
It's pretty
oh my
great.
God. Mm-hmm.
And like, yes, I do live with Brigadoon, but we're not together.
No, we're not together in any way except for our vibe.
Our vibe
is together.
Our vibe is together, but like so opposite.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Your vibe of when you're having sex
it's so
every night?
Wacky.
Or?
Never
we actually have to go to another break.
Yes.
Thank you, listeners, so much. We'll be right back with more of this.
Fine, okay.
Scissors. Buy scissors to cut shit. Stop cutting things with a knife, you fucking freak. Scissors.
And we're back.
And we're back.
That was a commercial just for the concept of scissors?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't
the Scissors Council
the
maybe
with music by Reggie Watts.
He's moonlighting now?
He's moonlighting.
Hey, I've been there before with him.
It's very cool.
He's very in demand.
Yeah. The stuff he can do with his mouth. And we're back.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Speaking
like,
of the stuff you can do with your mouth, are you guys having sex or what?
And there's one more commercial break we have to get to. I'm so sorry. Listeners, you guys are being great sports. We just got to get through these sponsors. Right. We'll be right back.
Fine.
Rocks. Hey, are you ever in the need
of
someone to roll down a hill?
Hey, just because you're doing an ad about rocks, stop throwing them at me.
I will not. Rocks.
And we're back.
We're back.
Sounded like someone was getting stoned to death during that commercial. Is that possible?
I don't know about stoned to death.
That would be
I don't know,
crazy.
Marijuana was not involved.
Who
God,
is it that
doing?
Pays you for a commercial about rocks?
Whoa, very, very personal question.
I don't think that's incredibly personal.
The government.
The government pays us.
The government, mostly.
The government, of course.
The government.
Interesting.
The government. People who own all the rocks.
Yep.
Yeah.
The geology sector.
I suppose. Scott, do you own the rocks on your property? Or is
I
that
thought I did,
government?
But I imagine if the government came and started confiscating them, there'd be nothing I could do about
it. This is good. This is good podcast
this
banter.
This is good. Oh,
this
so is this
really
what your
podcast.
Show is
yeah,
about?
What is this?
Is it like boring
honestly,
geology facts?
Yeah. We tried to get into gynecology a little earlier, but
okay,
that could be a fun topic for a podcast.
Yeah. So this is what format? You do on your Sibang Bang show.
Honestly, I don't even know anymore after that 2.5 hour break where I was pounding Aperols. This could end at any time. I could just walk off the set
and I'd be right there
following you, buddy. We'd be going off into the sunset together,
taking our $20,
putting a down payment on a house.
Sure.
And is this the rapport that people tune in for?
I think every episode from now on, probably. I'll have my best buddy here.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think people like my slower cadence. They're okay with the dead air sometimes.
Yeah.
No dead air from
your podcast.
It makes me feel cold in my spine, but I am happy for you.
I just start thinking, and that's not fun.
It feels cold.
How cold?
Cold like a rock.
Like 30 degrees. Maybe?
Well, also maybe we're cold. I mean, Brigadoon. I mean, maybe
you're cold because we're not together.
You know what I mean? We're not like physically touching.
We moved 1 inch apart, and so now we're both getting very cold.
Yeah, now we're both getting frigid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, I have some extra parkas here. If you.
Oh my gosh, I love a puffy jacket. And don't give one to Greg.
And I love a non-thin jacket.
Yeah. We're wild.
We're wild.
So people like this. People like listening to you.
Yes. Yeah. That's funny. I was going to ask the same thing about your show.
I mean, to be honest, I don't know why anyone would listen to my show, but I'm fascinated to hear the beauty of podcasting.
You don't need to know why anyone likes it.
Standards have really lowered where like this is the kind of thing that people enjoy, right?
Yeah. Mm. People kind of want like things to make the least amount of sense. And then they're like, ooh, that means I have the most niche humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm kind of in my head about hosting right now.
Really? Do you want us to take over?
Did you need some pointers?
We could give pointers, or we could take over.
Either taking over or giving pointers. I'm going to give it to taking over. Just take over.
Oh, okay, great.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, am I also taking over, or are you taking over?
I mean, I could take over. I don't really know how to. I don't mean to like divide our dynamic or anything.
No, I just don't really know how to.
Are you okay? Your eyes are just slowly crossing.
Well, I'm fine.
Greg,
I'm gonna fucking talk right now. No, I'm good.
Greg, your arms are stiff, straight out in front of you like a Frankenstein.
Let me a guess.
They should be at 30 degrees.
Oh, that is better.
Yeah, see, isn't that better?
That is a lot better.
I think I see what's happened to him, though.
Host, just keep hosting.
But I'm trying to diagnose you. You don't know how to be a guest.
No, I don't know how to be a guest.
We've only ever been this inseparable, incredible, dynamic duo.
Do you want to try being a guest?
Okay, I'll try.
You're like furious, a lot like when Costello is mad at his comedy partner, you know.
Barson? Yeah, it is a lot like that. This is interesting. What is it about being a guest instead of a host that has you so torn and twisted up in knots?
I think Professor Canasta can help you.
You talk too slow. It's stressing me out.
Can you talk faster, Professor Canasta?
Can you just talk a little bit faster, Professor? Please, Canasta.
Let me try asking that again faster.
Yeah.
Ring that bell, please.
Ding.
What is it about being a guest instead of a host that makes you so?
Okay, he's already slowed down.
I mean, I guess it has something to do with like I'm not in control, and I'm not in control of my own destiny, and I just can't like I can't just.
Greg, quick, just host.
Hey, and we're back. So, everybody, it's been a wild weekend. Anybody have any Labor Day plans?
Yeah,
are you going to
four barbecues?
I'm going to
this
four
weekend?
Barbecues.
This actually is a lot like my show.
That's what I do. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. What do you think?
Oh man, that's a question. It sounds like you're hosting again.
Well, no, we're both hosting.
Okay.
This is our classic rapport. Who are your top five human beings?
My top five human beings? Well, I
this
gotta
is a classic
start
bit
with
we do
the xenomorph,
on our show.
Of course.
So now it sounds like you're just copying.
I love
my show.
A xenomorph.
Gotta go xenomorph.
Number two, of course,
the Noid.
Yep.
And the Noid.
He's not even a person. He's a cartoon.
Gotta go with the Noid. And then, of course, TikTok Croc from Peter Pan.
Yep.
And, you know, just throw in Jesus Christ and Superman.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
TikTok Croc.
And my top five are Peter, Paul, Mary, Spuds McKenzie, and that's it.
I said Spuds McKenzie not a few hours ago on a different show.
Did you?
How crazy is
that?
Do you do other shows?
You do other shows.
Do people ask you to do other shows?
Oh my gosh, you have time
they don't ask
for that?
Me.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Right, you do threedom. It's you, Barson, and that's three.
That is definitely three. Well, look, Brigadoon, Greg, you guys are great at what you do.
Thank you so much.
So
really
you.
Quick.
So are you.
Really quick. One one more break. We have to do one more break.
One more break. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Existential dread. If you have it, you are alone. That's it. You're right.
You're alone.
And we're back.
Oh, wow, that was for the concept of existential dread.
I don't.
The government pays us to
sponsor. They own existential dread.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we are running out of time on the last segment of my show.
And we are just getting started. Real Cocktails. So make sure you stay tuned for the next three segments with these two.
But hopefully.
Your name was Barson?
I think so.
And Scott.
But hopefully in the opening segment of your show, you can incorporate what we do in the last segment of my show, which is something we only have time for. It's time
Welcome
for just a little something called plugs.
Welcome to the end of the show. Real quick before you go, plug your movie or your TV program. Oh, wait, maybe don't. Just don't you cross the picket line. Plugging your podcast or your book should be fine, as long as they don't have anything to do with showbiz unions. Your career could be dead on the slab if you accidentally scab. So just be careful when you plug.
Oh,
unless
beautiful.
The strike is over by the time this is released.
Doubt it.
It's not.
No,
doubt
it. It won't be.
Thanks. That was Wade with Plug, Don't Scab. Look, we're, you know, it's a weird time. We can plug, like, technically, you can plug animation and it's not part of this strike, but.
Not going to try.
Not even going to attempt it.
You know, it's all too scary. I'm a bit of a rule follower, but I know Greg is.
Yeah, and I'm just like a real stickler for the rules.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to plug your podcast, though?
Yeah, tune into Real Cocktails every day.
Every day.
Both of us host.
Yeah, both of us host it all day, every day.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
A little too much, I think.
There's another podcast I could plug.
Oh, yeah.
That I think Jack Quaid is a producer on.
Really?
It's called Hero Club. It's a
he never mentioned it. He must not be proud of it.
He's got to go take a shit all the time. It's called Hero Club. It's a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. It's very fun. They take out all the crosstalk and just do the voice line. So it kind of sounds like you're listening to a little radio play. Very fun stuff.
Greg, why haven't I heard about this podcast before?
Because you are not familiar with the career of Jack Quaid. We've said this so many times.
I don't follow movie stars who aren't black.
Fair enough. Professor?
Makes sense to me. You know,
Professor Barson?
I forgot to bring this up while he was here, but I saw that movie Oppenheimer. I'm going to call him Mr. Bongos from now on, because he was just plugging away at those bongos, almost like he got one note from the director to say, like, what if you played these bongos? And then every opportunity, he was just banging away at these bongos.
I can't wait to watch that movie, because I don't know what happened in the historical event.
I don't know
so
whether it's based on a character
these.
Named Mr. Bongos or anyway, when he comes back, we'll have to talk to him about it. Obviously, you can't talk about Oppenheimer now. All right. Professor Canasta, what do you have to plug?
Who?
I'm sorry, Barson.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, did you change your name to Barson?
No, my name's always been Barson. Well, I don't have much to plug other than my psychology lectures. One of my former students, however, his name is James Mannion. He is a improviser comedian. You can see him fourth Wednesdays of the month at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater with the team Leroy.
What about on months where there are five Wednesdays?
It's still the,
still is the fourth
one.
Okay, so it's not the last Wednesday of the month.
However, he does a show at the Elysian Theater once a month called Comedian Feud, and that is on the last Wednesdays
Uh-oh.
Of the month.
So that wow. How does that work?
When there's five... Sorry, last Sunday of
oh,
the month.
Okay. So I was going to say, is he going back and forth from the
that
two theaters?
That would be horrible.
Yeah, that would be. That was a fun show. I did that show, you
yes,
know.
Yes, Scott, I heard about that. I wasn't there, of course.
Of course you weren't, no. But it was a very fun show. And that's on the final Sunday of every month over at the Elysian. Is
at the
correct?
Elysian Theater, yes.
Wonderful.
We tried to do it once a month. It doesn't always happen. But,
right. Yeah. I want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang book is still out there. Mr. Bongos wrote an intro for it, and holidays are coming up and people can get it for the holidays. Yes. Brigadoon, what
well,
did you want to say?
I just feel like I wasn't given an opportunity to plug.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I guess.
Is that how you normally do this show? You skip one person?
Normally, yeah. We skip one person. Okay. It's an honor, usually.
Oh, well, then I'm
happy.
But
if you want
to
plug
there.
Something, then go ahead.
Yeah, just my favorite actor, Tawny Newsome, will be at Ottawa Comic Con in a week. So if you live in Ottawa, you could go see her there.
Wow. Okay.
And just because I have to have the last word in every social interaction, I
it's
have one
true.
More plug.
True, he does.
I
and I also
about.
Have to say a thing at the end.
Yeah, of course. Black actor Jack Quaid will be performing. Non-black actor Jack Quaid will be performing with his sketch comedy group Sasquatch at the Dynasty Typewriter on September 17th. Go get tickets.
Fun.
That's quite
very exciting.
Is this a group that he has been performing with for a long time?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Scott. Right.
And do they call him Mr. Bongos?
They don't. They call him, you fucking Nepo baby. Get in here. Get in here and write your goddamn skits, you piece of shit.
They're not very nice to him.
They're really not. I installed a microphone in their sketch headquarters.
I'd love to hear those tapes.
Yeah. Maybe it should be a new podcast.
Yeah.
Speaking of new podcasts, look, we just put out an episode of Entrepreneur's Entrepreneur Tour with a lot of great guests on CBB Presents last Wednesday, as well as Hey Randy and this book, Changed or Saved My Life, can't remember the title, and we've only been doing it 2 years, and
I think it's changed.
Is it changed?
I think it's changed. I have nothing to do with it, but I'm a
fan. I guess saved is too much, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, so many great shows over there. College Town is over there. Also, Scott Hasn't Seen. We just had our big 100th episode where we watched Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again in front of a live rowdy audience. Too rowdy for my taste. So head over there to cbbworld.com and you can get all of that. If you're only listening to Comedy Bang Bang, you're only getting half the story. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. Oh, yeah, that was The Girl and the Robot by Skinny Bins. Thank you so much to Skinny Bins. And speaking of thank you to our guests. I don't know where Jack and Tawny went other than Jack had to take that giant shit. But Brigadoon and Greg, wonderful to meet you guys.
Thank you for coming on our show.
Our show is not anywhere close to done yet.
No, how long?
It lasts for 5 hours.
This is worse than the George Lucas talk show.
I wouldn't know either.
Okay.
We don't listen to anything else.
We're the top one.
Yeah.
Top one,
We're the top one podcast.
And Barson, you Barson,
right? Yes, that's me.
Here's your $20.
Thank you, Scott.
And I thought I had Cheerios, but
Cheerios.
Yeah, I just shook the box, and I guess I had the last ones this morning.
Even one Cheerio left.
No, I apologize.
I'm getting a little bit frustrated, Scott.
A little hot under the collar?
A little hot under the collar. I'm going to crack into another beer, and I am...
Oh, wow. I actually believe he's very curious.
Yeah, you look mad.
I'm going to try to, just gather myself for the rest of the B block.
Okay, I'm just going to drink this Aperol over here next to you. And, I spilled the Aperol into your beer.
Oh my gosh, it's a spaghetti.
It's a classic spaghetti.
It came into my mouth.
It came into your mouth?
Oh no.
That's what I always say. Every time I have
one more break.
All right, we'll see you next time on their show. All right, bye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.